Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mozart, The Reign of Love. By Jan Swafford is an in-depth and comprehensive biography of one of the most influential and beloved composers in Western music history, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Swafford, an acclaimed biographer known for his authoritative and detailed works on Beethoven and Brahms, now turns his attention to the prodigious Viennese composer, whose melodies remain timeless and whose life story is as vivid as his music. This book unravels not only Mozart's compositional genius, but also intricately details the emotional and social landscape of 18th century Europe in which Mozart lived and worked. Drawing from personal letters, historical documents, and an extensive knowledge of classical music, Swafford paints a colorful portrait of Mozart's early childhood as a performing wunderkind, his creative evolution, complex relationships, and the economic and societal struggles he faced throughout his brief but prolific life. Both accessible to new admirers and offering new insights for seasoned classical music lovers, the biography situates Mozart as a multidimensional human being, romantic, flawed, witty, and deeply passionate about his art. The narrative does not shy away from addressing myths and misconceptions about Mozart's personality, circumstances of death, and his wrestling with fame, fortune, and loneliness. Swafford's writing is notable for seamlessly blending musical analysis with storytelling, placing the reader both in the opulence and unpredictability of Mozart's Vienna and within the intimacies of the composer's personal and professional aspirations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Mozart's early life and prodigious beginnings, Jan Swafford delves into the exceptional childhood of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, detailing how, from a remarkably young age, Mozart exhibited prodigious musical talent. The biography vividly reconstructs his relationships with his ambitious father, Leopold, and his gifted sister, Nannerl. Swafford explains how Leopold's strict guidance and relentless touring schedule shaped Wolfgang's approach to music and performance. The book details Mozart's European grand tours, where he performed before royalty and absorbed diverse musical influences. This formative period set the stage for Mozart's later creative accomplishments, but also established complex family dynamics and high expectations that would follow him throughout his life. Swafford pays particular attention to the blend of freedom and pressure facing the young genius, connecting these experiences to his unique voice as a composer and his constant yearning for acceptance and independence. Secondly, the Viennese years. Innovation and struggle. Swafford examines Mozart's transition from Salzburg to Vienna, emphasizing how these crucial years defined both his musical revolution and personal downfall. Munich and Vienna in the late 18th century served as cultural epicenters, but were also fiercely competitive and unforgiving, particularly for independent composers like Mozart. The biography illustrates Mozart's battles to break away from court employment and his relentless pursuit to compose on his own terms. This section analyzes his most celebrated works, such as The Marriage of Figaro, Don Giovanni, and the Piano Concertos, highlighting Mozart's innovations in harmony, orchestration, and dramatic narrative. Yet, Swafford keeps the reader attuned to the reality behind the music: professional rivalries, fickle patronage, and Mozart's ongoing struggles with money and recognition. The section also provides insights into his relationship with his wife Constanze, and how personal joys and heartaches filtered into his mature compositions. Thirdly, love and human relationships. Love, romantic, familial, and platonic, plays a central role in Swafford's portrayal of Mozart. The author explores the composer's tumultuous yet devoted marriage to Constanze Weber, portraying their lives together against the backdrop of social expectation and personal tragedy. Unlike many earlier depictions, Swafford brings nuance to the marriage, showing moments of deep affection, mutual support, and overcoming adversity together, as well as their shared financial stresses and family losses. Family ties, particularly with his father Leopold, were often fraught with misunderstanding and emotional distance when Mozart chose his own path. Friendships and professional relationships also populate this narrative. Swafford draws out Mozart's loyalty to fellow musicians, spirited rivalries, and his magnetic charm, which often masked deep loneliness. Through these relationships, Swafford connects Mozart's emotional depth directly to his music, highlighting how love and longing inspired much of his most lasting work. Fourthly, the composer's creative process. One of the book's distinguishing features is its detailed analysis of Mozart's unique creative process. Swofford explores how Mozart was able to absorb diverse European musical styles and reinterpret them with his personal flair. The biography offers insight into his compositional habits, often characterized by a miraculous speed in writing and a remarkable memory. Descriptions of working methods, from improvising at the keyboard to sketching musical ideas in letters, capture how Mozart fused discipline with playful spontaneity. Swofford relates many specific pieces to pivotal events in Mozart's life, for instance, how operatic characters reflected personal struggles, or how symphonic innovations echoed a desire for freedom. The author discusses the broader development of classical music in this era, and how Mozart, through an unprecedented blend of technical skill and emotional expression, pushed boundaries and set new models for composers to come. Lastly, Last Years. Creativity in Crisis, Swofford's account of Mozart's final years, is both dramatic and emotionally resonant. The biography dispels myths of Mozart's supposed decline and penury, pointing out that despite his worsening health and financial instability, his creative powers only intensified. These years saw the composition of some of Mozart's most sublime and profound works, including the Clarinet Concerto, the Magic Flute, and the Unfinished Requiem. Swofford provides a sensitive narration of Mozart's struggles with physical illness, unstable patronage, debts, and rivalries, all while remaining astonishingly productive. The depiction of his untimely death is deeply human. Swofford carefully addresses speculation around Mozart's demise, focusing instead on the enduring optimism and light that pervaded his final compositions. These chapters remind the reader why Mozart's legacy is so treasured. He transformed personal adversity into works of transcendent beauty that continue to move listeners universally. In conclusion, Mozart. The Reign of Love is a definitive biography that is both rigorous in scholarship and vividly accessible, making it a standout selection for anyone interested in music, history, or the human condition. This book is essential for classical music enthusiasts, eager to understand the personal life behind the flawless music, but it also appeals to general readers through its emotionally engaging storytelling and rich historical context. Swofford manages to illuminate not only why Mozart's music still resonates after centuries, but also how the composer's humanity, his passions, flaws, and relationships contributed to his genius. Readers who appreciate stories of resilience, creativity, and the pursuit of beauty against adversity will find inspiration in Mozart's journey. Unlike strictly academic accounts or romanticized legends, Swofford's meticulous blend of fact, interpretation, and narrative breathes new life into Mozart's story. The book is designed to give readers both a richer appreciation of the music and a deeper empathy for the man who created it. By choosing this biography over others, readers invest in a nuanced, multidimensional portrait that seamlessly integrates historical analysis, music theory, and narrative flair. Swofford's authoritative yet inviting prose ensures that the book is both an educational resource and an enjoyable read, ultimately offering valuable life lessons about perseverance, the power of creativity, and the enduring relevance of great art. Whether you are looking to understand Mozart's place in history, strengthen your appreciation of classical music, or draw inspiration from a life lived with intensity and passion, this book will transform the way you listen to and think about Mozart for years to come. If you would like to support Jan Swofford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.